August 7th, 2023. Regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center, boardroom, 6 p.m. Roll call of officers.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Present.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Pledge allegiance, please stand. Yeah, I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Hold on a second. Amber, did you make the motion?
Yes.
Mary, you seconded.
All right, thanks.
You got a roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any presentations?
We do not, nor public participation that I'm aware of. Brian?
No participation. Well, you got a worried look on your face, Chris.
I'm watching.
Boy, last time I had. Items from the board. Dave, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm just glad to see everybody and all the new faces and all the new positions we got going on. It sounds like it's going to be real exciting, and we'll move forward. And thank you for another good year. Let's get going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mary?
Oh, yes. Let me pull up my notes. Sorry, guys, in advance. So first, welcome back, teachers, administration. I know you're all excited to kick off, you know, this year, 23-24. I'm excited to send my children, one of them actually, back to you. Let's just, fingers crossed, he doesn't get in trouble this year. Like she said, there have been a lot of changes, but I'm confident that everyone will adjust, and this year will be a great year. Congratulations and welcome, Brian Wilson. We're excited to have you. Also, and I apologize if I butcher your last name, Ms. Seiler in her role as assistant principal at the elementary school, and is it Ms. Coulter?
Mm-hmm. Coulter.
Yes, okay, at the middle school. And our new band director, Mr. Roby, congratulations on that role. And congratulations to Ms. Schutte for winning the Manilow Music Project Teacher Award. That was, you know, fantastic. And everyone who went out and voted for her, good luck to all of our student athletes in all of your fall sports, football, soccer, too many to probably to name. Just a quick reminder, final forms, I know I've seen it, I've done it. August 15th, I think, is the deadline on the school's website. And then also, if you have a student athlete and they haven't done their physical, make sure your parents get that in. And I talked to Matt, a lot of parents have approached me, so I would love to get their ideas out to you. The consensus from the community is that they would love to see more school spirit. They've sent some ideas to me. I can send those out to you. So please, you know, approach me if you want those ideas. I'm just spreading the word. So I think that is all I have.
So. Okay, Mr. Dahmer.
Just piggyback off of Mary, you know, welcome back, everybody. I'm looking forward to this year. I've got a fifth grader and a second grader, so they're continuing to move on. You know, it's amazing watching them continue to grow in everything that's being taught to them. You know, good luck to all the sports. I know Mary touched on it. I was up watching a little bit of the football scrimmage on Friday. They looked looked ready. We'll see how they do this weekend, but you know, good luck to the band and all other sports teams. You know, another great season coming in. Also, welcome Mr. Wilson. I know we'll be working very closely, and you know, it's nice to see, you know, the new set of eyes that everywhere that we have, and good luck to everybody in that. Lastly, I did attend the Franklin County property tax thing put on by the auditor last week. They did have some information, which I can definitely get over to Mr. Tyler for that. Fortunately or unfortunately, our district is going to get hit one of the hardest in Franklin County on the residential side. I guess our small little secret down here on the southeast side is no longer a secret, and we've all seen that, you know, with our property values that are going around with a lot of the comps that are in the area. They did say one comment was, just because we're going to be going up 70% on values doesn't translate 70% directly to property taxes. So they said that it would be probably about 35%. They are going to be posting, I think maybe tomorrow, the updated values for to go onto their website, and you'll be able to see those. They are also going to have a property tax calculator to where people can get an idea of what their property taxes are going to go up to from there. Lastly, with that, they did mention that you know, they can have somebody come out and present if we would want somebody to come out. I don't know, you know, how much public interest we would have in that, but they did say that there would be that opportunity. One other quick thing is, once we do get our letters in the mail of the proposed values, you are able to dispute those. There's a form that you would have to fill out through the auditor's website, and then they would go through, and you would have to present your evidence to say whether you agree or this is the support that I have. And then they'll go through a process with you on those values. Other than that, I don't have anything else, President Overt.
Okay. Mrs. Clark, would you like to give your board and legislative?
Yes, sure, thank you. I echo a lot of the comments that have already been made. I appreciate you all touching on all of those major points. Definitely excited for the new school year and welcome everyone back. As far as my legislative report, there are a couple of things that came through at the end of June in our budget that will affect us even beginning this school year. Of note, I think for most people, for our community, would be the third grade reading guarantee is no longer in effect, and there's even provisions for this school year if there were students that are set to be retained to look at those cases individually and make decisions, make sure that was the best decision for each individual child, and it will be now solely left up to our teachers and our administrators with families to make that decision. And many students might still be if that's what's appropriate, but it won't be a one-size-fits-all. So I think that's a great thing. Additionally, students that qualify for reduced meals will be able to be eligible for fully free breakfast and lunch in the state of Ohio. So that, I thought that was a great thing that came out. And we don't really have any word yet on where things are going with our State Board of Education and the restructuring of that and what that exactly entails. That's still to be determined.
Okay.
That concludes my report.
Hey, thank you. I have a real short one. I had the opportunity to drive up and park and watch the marching band practice, and I lost 5 pounds just watching them. If they could have just a few more weeks, I think I could get down to the weight that the doctor wants me to. I'd like to welcome all the new people, new officers. You know, I try to put things in blue-collar language, and you know, the people that have left us is very similar to perhaps having an ex-wife or an ex. And when you meet the other new person, by golly, it's exciting. And, you know, that's what we've done. We've made a tremendous amount of leadway. Change is good. And for the first time, I am extremely excited for our district. We have suffered through some embarrassing news makers that are no longer with us. We found Mr. Wilson, or Mr. Wilson found us, very comfortable, very, very comfortable. And looking forward to the new band leader. Boy, I tell you what, those kids work their butts off. Absolutely. Anybody that talks about athletes and don't put the marching band in has never been a member of a marching band. I've never been a member of the marching band, and I had, you know, I used to be those on the other side saying, yeah, they couldn't play ball or they didn't have, you know what. Those kids are tough. I just hope that Groveport is as happy with their new employees as we are of our new employees. I hope everybody's happy. I hope everybody's satisfied. And we'll just leave it there and we'll move on. So I see my daughter just smiled at me and said, it's time to be quiet. Treasurer's report. Everybody has gauges.
I haven't really officially started full time yet, but
Here we go.
Been over here a couple half days working with staff, and it's been a great experience so far, and can't wait to get here on a full time basis. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Item number six. We need a motion to approve financial programs.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any debate? Hearing none, roll call.
Hold on 1 second, please. Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Okay. Seven is the superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. I, like the rest of the board, would like to welcome Brian Wilson as well. We've just been really working together for the last couple of weeks, but starting to get to know each other, and I think he's going to be a great guy to work with. Obviously, a fountain of knowledge he brings with him, and a new perspective, you know, coming to us from a different district. It's going to benefit me, I think, in being able to see how things were done financially elsewhere and such. So we've already started to have a lot of those conversations, and I'm excited for him to start full-time as well. I've been really impressed with the fact that he has been down here on the time that he's not particularly scheduled to be here, but that speaks highly of Brian, so welcome. I just want to say that I also am excited for the new school year, and I did want to take this opportunity to invite our board. Now again, I realize that a number of you have other commitments, you know, you work and such, but if you're available, you're welcome to join us at Convocation. That's this Friday. It's up at our high school auditorium as always. Doors open at 7 o'clock. We're going to begin the presentation promptly at 8. With the hopes of concluding that by about 10 o'clock. So if the board would like to join us, you're more than welcome. And other than that, we see kids a week from tomorrow, and I think we're ready for them. So that concludes my report, President Ober.
All righty. Item number 8, need a motion to approve educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Has there been any discussion?
I think I'm getting quicker.
Yeah, you're rattling my right ear there, buddy. Any discussion?
I just would like to thank Mr. Tyler and Mr. Woods for taking some time to give me some background information on the Leader in Me program and how it began and where we are with it. And I was at first like, 4 years, whoa, that's a big commitment. But the logic on the price and what you get, you know, the cost versus if you only do 2 years, as well as the plan to roll it out slowly and make sure that it's being done, everybody's, you know, feeling good about it, was very helpful for me. So thank you, I appreciate it.
Very welcome.
I gotta ask this revised board policy. Is this everything from the state?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Everybody used to blame me for things going real slow. Now I'm just blaming you.
Yes, we did. So okay. 9 is assistant principal and
okay.
Caitlin.
Need a motion on administrative contracts?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? None. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Number 10, need a motion for personnel administrative.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
No.
Used to kick me when he was ready.
I'll keep that in mind.
We'd offer him to say it.
Okay, number 11, personnel certified. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Okay. extended service contracts, personnel certified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I just have one question on that one.
Pardon me?
I just have one question on that.
Okay.
Was that like an extended school year, like service hours for students?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Are you talking about
the extended service contract for 40?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Abstain.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Alrighty. Number 13, personnel classified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just quickly, I'd like to congratulate Jim Vitek on his retirement. Jimmy V is. He is going to be sorely missed. I love that dude. Grew up kind of down in my neck of the woods, and I don't know, just anybody who was ever around him. He's a great guy. So just physically, it was time, and we are going to miss him. So, yeah.
Okay. You ready for roll call?
Yep.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Okay, number 14, approval personnel classified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Okay, we never table anything around here.
Thank you.
That's worse than anything could ever happen. Any reason to go into executive session?
Not for me.
I can come up with a reason. I'm kidding.
We're on record pace here.
Moving right along, we need a motion to adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All righty. Do we have a second?
I think Jim was second.
No.
Mary was second.
Yeah. Mary second.
Sorry. Yep. Jim, then Mary.
Okay. Any comments? I just think it really smooth. Thank you.
Well done.